TCR Diaries for November 24th, 2017. People always say that the 12 steps are in order for a reason. I guess I never really paid that much attention to that statement until after I was in recovery for a year or so. Looking back on my experience with step 4, I know there's no way in hell that I would have been able to write a searching and fearless moral inventory if I didn't have a concept of God that I believed in. I just wouldn't have. Writing them was hard. I've done 2, and I felt all kinds of feelings with the second one. Anger, shame, guilt, regret, horror. Felt all the things that drinking kept me from feeling. I had burning resentments and sexual traumas, had broken friendships and ruined relationships, and more. I needed to pray for the strength to make it through, pray to that God concept each and every time I started writing. And not needed to because those were the rules, but needed to because I needed help. All those feelings I'd kept hidden under blankets and in boxes in the basement came up and out, like boiling bubbles in the stock pot. I was finally feeling what I should have been feeling all along when I was drinking. Being in touch with that hideousness forced me to rely on that higher power, reaffirm my decision to turn my will and life over to the care of God, remember that a better way of life lay on the other side. And I was willing to feel and deal with all my monsters if that meant that I didn't have to drink again. If that meant that I didn't have to be that person that I'd become, be the person that I hated, that I was. I was willing to work the 4-step if that meant that I could be somebody new, be a sober me. Back in the 2nd step, it talks about being restored to sanity. Writing the 4th step is part of how and when that restoration happens. It's part of how my life became manageable again. This step also gives us the freedom to make our inventory however necessary. With the guidance of our sponsor, of course. Doesn't say that we wrote it, but only that we made it. I pay close attention to the wording of the steps as they are the program. They're how we get and stay sober. As an aside, I got into a minor debate once with someone regarding if everyone should actually write their inventory. We need our sponsor's input on how we make it, and that doesn't always mean that we write it. Why not? If a person is blind or if a person can't read or write, then they need to do what works best for them to make their inventory. The most important thing is that we make it. Don't complicate or procrastinate. I was also relieved to find out that we don't need to make a complete inventory, but only a searching and fearless one. I wrote the best ones I could at the time, and the 10th step allows me to self-analyze and follow up on issues later as needed. And after I put the pen down, because I wrote mine, I realized that doing my 4-step hadn't killed me. It was horrible for sure, but I made it through with only a deflated ego. And that was one of the best things that needed to happen to this alcoholic. I also finally got some real relief. The kind of relief that drinking never gave me. Relief at the spiritual level. All of my secrets were no longer secrets. They were out in the open. At least on paper. After carrying around emotional trauma for so long, it felt good when I was done. So I made an inventory the best I could, took a look at the things that were holding me back, that were standing in the way of me being the best me that I could. And I thank God for the help I was given. Without God, I wouldn't have been able to write those words. Questions, comments, staplers, send all those guys to robot@tcrbang.com. And shoutouts to Peter M. from Texas and Mark W. from Massachusetts for their donations. You guys are absolutely fabulous.